The meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time, Mr. Jeskowitz, please.
7:41 p.m.
Thank you, sir. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on January 5th, 2017. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times. Posting on the district website, the main bulletin board in the administration offices and in each Clinton Township school, and finally faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Jeskowitz, may we please have a roll call?
Mrs. Grant.
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Here.
Mrs. Demarle. Mrs. McHugh.
Here.
Mrs. Miller. Mr. Malloy.
Here.
Mrs. Olowski. Mrs. Rudelgoda.
Here.
And Mrs. Vanderhoff.
Thank you. Mrs. McLaughlin, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. McLaughlin, would you please serve as a process guardian for this evening's meeting?
Sure.
Thank you. The Board of Education has a very busy agenda this evening. We're going to move some things around, try to make the processes pretty efficient for the business of the board for tonight. I'd like to move on to the report of the Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Villani. Dr. Villani, your report, please.
Good evening. Welcome back to school after spring break. I hope everyone had a relaxing and enjoyable time off. Tonight, our enrollment report to date is 1,348 students. Suspension report, since the last board meeting, we've had one in-school suspension at CTMS and two individual one-day out-of-school suspensions from CTMS. This evening, we are going to do our final budget presentation, but before that, I just wanted to give a highlight of some of the events that have been happening within our schools over the last 6 weeks since the previous board meeting. The month of April is Autism Awareness Month. A number of events have been taking place in each of our buildings, including the creation of puzzle pieces to create an autism tree, which on your way out, if you take a look at it, it's absolutely fantastic from this building. There's been different activities with different students in our autism classrooms, special t-shirts that have been made in a number of buildings, autism awareness cards that have been distributed through the Department of Special Services, and morning announcements highlighting the facts on autism. On Wednesday, April 12th, Ms. Grant and I had the opportunity to speak with, to be two of five presenters at a conference for Girl Scouts on women in leadership roles. We had the opportunity to speak with the students about the paths that our lives have taken and what has led us to become leaders in different fields. The Young Artist Showcase is taking place currently at the Hunterdon Art Museum. Our students have artwork on display, and that will take place through April 30th. So if you have a chance to get out and see their work, please do so. At Patrick McGarren School on April 5th, the grade two students presented their spring concert. The students sang, danced, and played a variety of instruments. Mrs. Repsher did a great job preparing the students for the performance. If you didn't have a chance to see it, they really were fantastic. PMG also has their Arts Fest on April 26th. It begins at 6 p.m. and it's right in the building. Round Valley School had their talent show on April 6th. We were busy before spring break in district. Our students shared a variety of their talents, and we also had many adults, parents, and staff members participating in that as well. As many of you are aware, Take Your Child to Work Day is on Thursday, April 27th, this week. I know a number of our students will be out with their parents at their work, but we'll also have a number of students in for our staff members as well. That's my report for this evening.
Thank you very much, Dr. Villani. I'd like to ask for a motion, please, on 17-SU021 to 17-SU024.
Motion.
Ms. McLaughlin. Second. Mrs. Vanderhoff.
Second.
Mrs. Vanderhoff. Any questions for Dr. Villani this evening? No? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. Ruddle Godem?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. And now Dr. Villani and Mr. Juskowitz are going to present our final budget presentation. When the presentation is complete, the Board of Education will have an opportunity to ask questions of Dr. Villani and Mr. Juskowitz, and then the board will vote to either approve or reject the proposed budget. So Dr. Villani, Mr. Juskowitz, please.
Thank you so much. Good evening. For those of you who were present last month, Mr. Juskowitz and I are going to share the information we presented for the preliminary budget presentation. Just to give you a brief background, again, for those of you who weren't here, we're setting up our presentations in the same way that we would expect to see information presented in the classroom. What is the purpose of the information? How are we presenting it? And then following up at the end with, did we really hit our objective? So for tonight, we're sharing with you information connected to the budget, and we hope that you're able to leave tonight's session understanding what's included in our school district budget and what the implication is to the taxpayer. So again, our objective is to present a clear, an accurate overview of our school district budget. We're going to talk about budget highlights. Mr. Juskowitz and I are going to share highlights in different areas. He's then going to share tax levy information, and then we'll also share information related to the details of our budget. Specific budget highlights that I'm going to talk to you about today will include curriculum and instruction and technology programs and capital improvements. And one of the needs for, I truly believe, big picture, is to have a solid curriculum in district. But from my perspective, that also includes sound instructional practices and the professional development to support both the curriculum and the materials we're providing as a district. To me, that's a whole package. So if we were going to do any one of those in isolation, we would never be as effective as we would if we had all three together: curriculum, instructional materials, and the professional development that need to go with that. So as a district, we're committed to that whole picture, that big picture idea of providing all the pieces for our staff members so that we can provide the best possible education for our students. Specific to curriculum, instruction, and technology, just some of the highlights from this year and the ways in which we're going to carry them into the budget for next year. This year, we are running a pilot one-to-one for technology at the middle school level. Next year, we are expanding that work into grade six, so we'll have a one-to-one in-school program for grade six students as well. The academic impact of that, from the information we've gathered this year so far, is an increase in independence of the students and a change in how our teachers are both planning for and implementing lessons. Our students are becoming much more independent and able to carry through the work in the classroom, both on their own and obviously with support from the staff members, but it's really changed what we have seen in our classes in the middle school. So we're hoping to bring that, we are bringing that to sixth grade next year. Another area that we would like to highlight is the Next Gen Science Standards implementation for grades K-8. And this is an unfunded mandate. For those of you who are not aware, unfunded mandate just means that the state is requiring us to do something that they're not providing money for. So as a district, we are required to implement the Next Gen Science Standards, but we also have to find a way in district to financially support that initiative. The Next Gen Science Standards, I'm not going to get into detail of them, but there's three dimensions of within the program that help bring all the pieces together for the students: the instruction, the hands-on components, and carrying that through to 21st century learners. With the Next Gen Science Standards, this year in our buildings we have a number of science kits, FOSS kits, that we are using to implement instruction. It's more of a hands-on approach to instruction, and curriculum is being written throughout. Right now, in middle school, curriculum is done, and the other grade levels are in process, many of which will be implemented for September. And finally, the area of curriculum materials. We're looking to expand our classroom libraries across the district for next year. This will include work with our Readers and Writers Workshop model. Having enough options for students so that there's student choice in their books in the classroom. that we have appropriate leveled readers for our students. So as they're making those just right choices, there are enough materials for them to do that. We're also looking to support the work of our teachers through mentor texts and materials that help them implement the readers and writers workshop model. Some of our program highlights for next year. In the area of athletics at the middle school, a number of positions were added to the budget. Our goal with the athletics program is to build a larger sense of community within the building and within the district. And we are really looking with our additions to the budget for next year to build our program beyond just our student athletes. But how are we getting those students who are not necessarily athletic involved in those extracurricular activities, and specifically in this area, and bringing them into athletics, maybe not as players, but in other ways? We've added a number of positions into our budget connected to the work for behind the scenes. So we have students who have served as scorekeepers for various events, such as basketball, volleyball. What we're looking to do next year is support those students with adults. So having our staff members support them specifically as they're working through those different tasks, and to use it as a teachable moment for them. So being a scorekeeper and having that adult support with them as well. We're also adding staff members as spectators for our sports to help increase, not only increase security, but we've found that over the last few years we've had a larger amount of students coming out for events and parents coming out for events, so we want to make sure that our students are safe when they're with us. In the area of professional development, as you know, we currently have 6 days of PD scheduled each year. Those days include required trainings, which we have to implement by the state. They also include trainings, as I spoke to earlier, connected to district initiatives on curriculum and instruction. Professional development also includes consultants that we hire into the district. For example, for those of you who are getting Readers and Writers workshop training, you're familiar with that. We're also looking at math consultants for next year as well. And this also includes any in-house trainings, like some of the work Mr. Jaw is putting together with EdCamp Models. In terms of capital improvements, I'm going to speak briefly through school security, and then Mr. Jeskowitz is going to share with you some of our plans for building improvements for next year. As many of you are aware, in January we had our surprise security visit from the state. Through that visit, it was determined that we do have our buildings secure and our students are secure, but as you go through the process, they recommend best practices and areas in which we can continue to improve upon. In the past few years, the district has made great improvements in the security of the buildings, and we are absolutely going in the right direction, and our plan is to continue that support and best practice based upon the feedback from the state. We're extremely fortunate to have Lieutenant Byrd in the county. He's always in our schools and getting feedback from him as well. And then also our local police department, Detective Hash, and the other police officers that get to walk through. So in terms of security, we are looking to continue to maintain and increase security practices in our buildings.
Moving along to building improvements, some of the items that we're going to be looking at for next year is replacing the windows at Round Valley. We're looking to do that in possibly two phases over a two-year period of time. One of the other things that we're looking into is upgrading some of our HVA systems over at each school over the next few years. And lastly, what we'd like to do is install a water softening system, since we have very hot water here, and it's very hot on our cafeteria equipment also, along with our faucets and bathroom fixtures. Next year, well, in our budget, we have feasibility of a closing of a school, and there are some expenditures that are associated with doing this. We spoke of it last year. Now we're moving forward in trying to initiate and make some determinations regarding this. We have legal services, we have consulting services, staffing and transportation. Some of the areas that we need to look at is, with the amount of employees that we have within the district, you have to determine who is eligible to be in or out, or I should say, who has seniority in positions and within the building. Regarding staffing, that is staffing, I'm sorry. Legal services, there are several other different aspects of this that we are not particularly certain about, We are consulting with consultants in order to provide us with answers and some areas that are moving forward in order to progress to ensure our decisions are going to be made with the right amount of information.
About a year ago, the district formed an ad hoc committee for the feasibility of closing a school. At that time, they gathered information and made a presentation, I believe it was in March of last year, stating that at that point in time, we were at least 2 years out, but that they would reconvene in 1 year to collect more information. The ad hoc committee is currently reconvened and in the process of gathering information. And over the next couple of weeks to months, there will be additional presentations directly connected to the feasibility of closing a school.
These are some of the areas where we had budget increases for the next year. Healthcare costs going up at 12% for an amount of $214,000. Prescription costs budgeted at 10% of $90,000. General insurance at a 6% increase of $8,500. Utilities going up approximately 2.5%, which equates to $15,000. Pension costs, an additional $32,000 at 13.5%. And we have new expenses for the next upcoming year. And part of those were just mentioned, what I was just speaking of in closing of a school and our school security projects. Areas of budget decreases. We have less out-of-district placements for private school for next year, which is saving us about $295,000. We have the reduction of 4 full-time equivalent employees. That is saving us $230,000. Transportation efficiencies, which is decreasing enrollment, is helping in the transportation area to the tune of $64,000. Prescription costs, which have gone down. Dental costs. That's for $28,914. Staffing retirements, we're saving about $24,000. We have a decrease in instructional supplies of $21,000. And lastly, we have debt service relief to the tune of $391,000. That has to do with a referendum that was done several years ago, and some of those funds were not used. Therefore, these funds are being returned back to the taxpayer for debt service relief. This is just a picture of the budget allocations as far as how salaries, required spending, and variable spending equate to. Fixed costs are your salaries and benefits, and that comprises basically between the two charts, 77 and 79% over the last 2 years. Variable costs are curriculum and instruction, professional development, general supplies, and textbooks, and that equates to the 8%, oh, I'm sorry, the 13 and the 15% here. And for required spending, you have insurance, transportation, special education spending, professional services, maintenance, state-mandated special ed, professional services and evaluation system, state assessments, and unfunded mandates such as preschool. And essentially, what you're left to be able to variate within is the 8% in both the pie charts, due to the fact that there's not much room in the other areas to actually have savings upon. Our general fund tax levy is going up $331,000 for the next year. That equates to a 1.49-cent tax increase. That percentage is 1.45%. Allowable by law is 2%, and we are at 1.45. So with that being said, we are definitely under the 2% cap. Debt fund tax levy for next year, we are saving $383,000. It's a decrease of $383,583. That is the piece that I just explained before of the $391,723 that we are giving back from our referendum from several years back. That is bringing our tax dollars down to 1.80. And that equates to an 18.33% decrease than what our debt service levy would be. This is an overall view. Again, the general fund was going up $331,000. The debt service tax levy, with the $391,000 that we're giving back, that is decreasing by $383,000, which has an overall decrease of $51,856. That is having a 31 cent decrease in your taxes by combining both those amounts. This is just an overall view of what our expenditures are over the last 4 years. And you've seen it's been pretty much steady at this point. And for this upcoming year, we have a 1.25% increase in expenditures. This is just a pie chart representing what we have as our revenue sources. Majority of our revenue sources come from a local tax levy. The next amount is state aid, followed by tuition, federal aid, surplus, and other miscellaneous items such as bank interest. Last year and this year, we have a flat state aid funding, which means that we did not get any increases or decreases. It has remained flat. Hopefully from our presentation, you should be able to answer the questions, which is what is included in the Clinton Township School District budget, and what is the implication to the taxpayer. And I'd like to conclude our presentation for this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Villani. Thank you, Mr. Juskowitz. Are there any questions by the members of the board for Dr. Villani this evening? Mr. Malloy?
Thank you for the presentation. First of all, I appreciate taking the time. A couple of quick questions. First, just I think to reiterate, when we talk about what a 31 cent tax decrease is, let's just sort of reconfirm for the public, for the people who are going to listen later, the 31% decrease is per $100,000 of the assessed value of the home, correct?
Yes.
Right, so if your home is worth $100,000, 31 cents, it's not a flat fee, that's how it works. The other question I had, very quickly, there's a $391,000 one-time return based on debt service, but in your formula it was $383,583. Small potatoes, but what's the delta of $8,000 approximately? How does that work?
Well, you have the debt service for what the year would be for next year. We take the 391 from there, and the delta is from last year's tax levy, which is $8,400, if I'm not mistaken. That's where the delta comes in.
Okay. That's it for me. Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Juskowitz or Dr. Villani this evening on the budget? No? Okay, seeing none, I would like to, at this moment, open up the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 9322 limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a very fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is only for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This too is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. We will gather all the questions asked at the podium this evening and answer them at the conclusion of the public comment section. To the extent any other action or research is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or the superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes.
Hello, Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive. First off, I want to say thank you to Dr. Villani and Ms. Grant for participating in the Girl Scout Women in Leadership. It was great and wonderful. My second question has to do with the budget and the closing of school, $100,000. At the last Board of Education meeting at the North Hunterdon schools, they were talking about regionalization and going into that. How does kind of that, like, will you be taking that into account in with the closing of the schools? I know they talked about having a meeting later on with the Board of Ed presidents, but I was just wondering if that was already playing into what you were doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to address the board this evening? No? Seeing none. In regards to Ms. Brennan's comment about regionalization in the high school, the North Hunterdon High School Voorhees School District has not directly contacted or provided any information to any of the sending districts in regards to regionalization. So we don't really know what's involved there. We do have a meeting that Ms. McLaughlin and I will be attending on May 1st. There seems to be a full agenda of items they want to talk to the sending districts about, and one of those things is regionalization. So what you see in the budget this evening for our final budget vote is really just us looking at consolidating our district in an effort, hopefully, to be able to save some money. So no, it does not have anything to do with regionalization. And as we learn more from the high school, we will clearly share that with everyone. But that's all we know at this particular moment in time. Okay. Anyone else? No? Okay. What I'd like to do, I mentioned before, we were going to move some things around in the budget, in the agenda for tonight. So I would like to talk first about the budget and have the board vote on the budget before we continue with any more business in regards to the board tonight. Originally in the agenda, there was an action item. It was listed as 16FF207. That was an error. The budget that was handed out this evening to the board members and available to the public tonight, that has been changed, and now that is reads correctly. It is 17-FF-207. So I would like to move 17-FF207. And I would also like to move 17FF201. So I'm looking for a second, please. And 202?
Yeah.
Oh, my apologies. And 17FF202. Looking for a second, please.
Second,
Ms. Vanderhoff. Any questions from the board on the agenda? On the budget?
So can you restate that for
sure.
The public?
Sure. 17FF207, 17FF201, and 17FF202.
Are what? You're just moving
what
those.
You're voting on right
we're
here.
Voting on that right now.
But what was the correction? You mentioned there was
the correction, right. It's so in the agendas that we received prior to spring break, it said 16FF instead of 17, and it should have said 17. So we amended.
This is the current one.
This is the current one, the one you have in front of you.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Can we have a roll call, please?
One second.
Ms. Vanderhoff. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Rudelgota?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Mr. Juskowitz, can we please move to the executive session statement? And can you please read that statement, sir?
Whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12D to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session, whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may become a party, any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer, the nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality, is anticipated litigation and personal related matters subject to any attorney-client privilege, whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion, or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer or employee or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balancing the public's interest and employees' privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus New Jersey Expressway Authority, 124 NJ 478. The employees and nature of the discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is personnel, and whereas any collective bargaining agreement or terms and conditions of which are proposed for inclusion in any collective bargaining agreement, including the negotiation of terms and conditions with employees or representatives of employees of the public body. The collective bargaining contract discussed is between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Administration Association and the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association, and whereas the nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is attorney-client privilege and negotiations, whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you, Mr. Juskowitz. I'm looking for a motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion.
Mrs. Rodogada? I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Mrs. McHugh? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? We're now in executive session. Looking for a motion to reconvene the meeting, please.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting is reconvened. I'd like to please move on to the first recognition of the public, the same guidelines and parameters that I presented for the public comment section on agenda items only applies here. So if you'd like to approach the board and speak with the board this evening, please come to the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes. This is non-agenda.
Hello, Lana Brennan, 21 Fond Drive. I had a quick question about the new end date of school. I didn't see it in tonight's agenda. I was hoping it would maybe be at the next one on the May meeting, so I just wanted to ask about that. I do understand there is an issue with the high school graduation the same day, so I was just hoping to find out. And my second question thing is wondering if you are anticipating resolving the upcoming contracts prior to their deadlines. I've heard some people are concerned about that, as well as community members. So that is it. And also, I will respectfully ask, I know you guys had the executive meeting and you had to change some stuff around, but it definitely is a little frustrating to come. And if you have it in the agenda beforehand, it's a little bit more helpful just to have an idea that, hey, we're coming and there's going to be an hour or something. So thank you.
Anyone else like to speak to the board? No, seeing none, I'd like to move on to the report of the school business administrator and board secretary, Mr. Juskowitz.
Date of the Board of Education's next regular meeting is scheduled for Monday, May 8th, 2017 at 7:30 p.m. in the auditorium of the Clinton Township Middle School. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion, please, for 17BA 27 and 17 BA 30, please.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Vanderhoff, a second, please.
Second.
Ms. McLaughlin, any questions for Mr. Jeskowitz? I'm seeing none. May we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Vanderhoff? Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes, but I have to abstain on the executive session minutes for March 13th.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. Rudel Golden?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. We're going to move on to the reports of our committees this evening. Our first committee report is Facilities and Finance. Ms. Alyssa Olkowski is the chair of that committee. Unfortunately, she was called out of town on business for today. She did leave me with her report, and I will read her report to you. The Facilities and Finance Committee met once since the March board meeting, and we have 22 action items this month. In March, you heard a preliminary budget presentation from Dr. Villani and Mr. Jeskowitz, and we'd just like to make a motion that in this section, we will vote on the budget prior to this committee report. Aside from the payment of monthly bills and routine in process maintenance projects, there are a few things she would like to note. There are several reimbursement requests for seminars, conferences, trainings, and graduate courses. There are also several requests related to home instruction, tuition for out-of-district placement, student assessments, and various consultant approvals. There is an amendment to the 2016-17 school year IDA grant preschool budget. The municipal tax payment schedule for the 2017 school year has also been finalized, and we voted on that earlier this evening. Arrangements have been made for the disposal of obsolete and or non-functioning kitchen equipment from Round Valley. There is also another amendment prior to action item 17 FF180 from February related to a school social worker. And there is a return of unused funds back to capital reserve account following completion of the brick repointing project at Round Valley during the 2015-16 school year. So with that said, I would like to move action items 17 FF198 to 17 FF 201, is that correct?
221?
220.
220. No, because we've already moved these.
We only did three. You did 201,
220. Right, but I can't do the whole aggregate.
I can't skip them, so you have to do them in pieces.
So I have to do in pieces?
Why? You can do from, because you're just...
We've already moved 202, and we voted on it. They're budget-related items, so the schedule and the actual budget. We've already voted on them, so we can't move them again, correct?
No, don't move them again, but just move everything except those two.
Yeah, so. Right, so yeah. I can do it in chunks.
Absolutely.
Right,
yeah.
Correct.
So can we do 198 to 221 with the exception
198
of 208?
221 with the exception of?
So I don't have those numbers now, okay. The exception of?
It was 202 and 207.
And 203. Oh, no, wait.
201, 202, and 207. How about 198 through 221, except for those already acted upon?
About, all right, somebody write it out for me, because that's not what I wrote here, so now I'm very confused. Because I had it.
I have an assumption.
I'll just say it.
Go ahead.
The question arises from the president as to what would be appropriate to consider for the board's facilities and finance report, given that the board has already approved the budget-related items. So my respectful suggestion is that we call for a motion on action item 17-FF-198 through 221, with the exception of those upon which the board has already acted.
Okay, fair enough. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Any questions, facilities and finance this evening?
I have a question. Action item 219 and 221 appear to be the same SID number. So am I to assume that the student is receiving home instruction and an out-of-district placement?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Concurrently?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Out-of-district and?
Yes. Okay.
Any other questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. Ruddle-Goda?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to personnel negotiations, Ms. Vanderhoff is chair of that particular committee. Ms. Vanderhoff, can we have your committee's report, please?
Yes. The personnel committee met one time since our last board meeting, and tonight there are 12 items on our agenda, 17-PN-166 to 17-PN-177. Two of the items are requesting changes to dates for disability leave of absences currently. One is a retirement, which will become effective in July. One is a return to work of a staff member in the district. Two requests are for staff members to provide behavioral intervention from April to May of this year. Five requests are for approval for various roles for the district's extended school year program this coming summer. And one is an amendment to a prior motion to provide additional hours to an employee. With that, I'd like to ask for a motion to approve item 17-PN-166 to 17-PN-177.
Looking for a motion, please.
Motion.
Ms. McLaughlin. Second, please.
Second.
Mrs. McHugh. Any questions for Ms. Vanderhoff this evening? Now, seeing none, may you please have a roll call.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. Ruddle-Goda?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
And Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to the final committee report of this evening, policy and curriculum. Ms. McLaughlin is the chair of that particular committee. May we have your report, please?
Yes. The policy and curriculum committee met once since our last board meeting. We only have two action items tonight. The first is for several field trips. We will be approving the robotics club to go to Bridgewater Middle School, 25 students to go to Exxon Mobil, 42 law adventure students to attend the New Jersey Bar Foundation, 20 law fair students to also attend on a different date the New Jersey Bar Foundation, 20 students coming from sixth grade to transition to the middle school, and all eighth graders will be participating in their annual end-of-year celebration at Branchburg Sports Complex. We also have one action item to amend a prior motion for the Grow a Row field trip for sixth grade from September 29th to June 2nd. And that is my report. So I'd like to move action items 17PC 42 and 17PC 43.
Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Mrs. McHugh. Any questions for Mrs. McLaughlin this evening? No, seeing none, may we have a roll call?
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. Ruddle-Goda?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff? And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. We have an ad hoc committee called the Feasibility of Closing a School here in Clinton Township. That committee has been reactivated. And we have been working with Dr. Bill Labrera. Dr. Labrera has been conducting a feasibility of consolidating our district and our school. His work is just about complete. He will be giving a presentation on the findings of his feasibility of closing a school in this district on May 8th at our public board meeting. He will also do a subsequent meeting with community members who would like to hear the presentation and who are not able to attend on the May 8th meeting on May 22nd. Both meetings will start at 7:30 and they will be held here at the Clinton Township Middle School Auditorium. We will put information out regarding his presentation, again regarding the dates and times. On our website, we will send things out to our parents. We'll try to get information out on the Clinton Township municipal website as well, so that everybody's aware of his particular presentation. I'd like to move on to old business. Any board members have any old business this evening they'd like to bring up? No? Move on then to new business. Any board members have any new business they would like to bring up to the members of the board?
I do.
Ms. McLaughlin?
I just know that periodically we get retirements throughout the year and then also traditionally toward the end of the year. And I noticed that we had a retirement on tonight's agenda. And I just wondered if there was a way, that when we are made aware of retirements, we could have some kind of ceremony or something honoring mm-hmm. our retirees. So mm-hmm. I don't know if it could be maybe traditionally the last board meeting prior to the closing of school, because mm-hmm. typically mm-hmm. our last board meeting is after the close of school. So maybe in the May time frame. Mm-hmm. I know it's very short notice, Dr. Vellani, but just sort of popped in my head.
Okay, very good. Any other new business? No. Seeing none, I'd like to then open the floor to the second recognition of the public, all the same parameters that I spoke about early on about public comment and agenda items only apply here. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 15 minutes. No. Seeing none, Mr. Jeskiewicz, can you read our executive session? Do we have to do that a second time? Can we please read the executive session statement, sir?
Whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12B to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may become a party, any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer, the nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality, is anticipated litigation and personal related matter subject to the attorney-client privilege. Whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion, or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer or employee or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balancing the public's interest and the employee's privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company, New Jersey Expressway Authority, 124 NJ478, the employee and nature of the discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is personnel, and whereas any collective bargaining agreement or the terms and conditions of which are proposed for inclusion in any collective bargaining agreement, including negotiation of terms and conditions with employees or representative of employees of the public body. Collective bargaining contract discussed is between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Administration Association and the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association. And whereas the nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is attorney-client privilege and negotiations, whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 90 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you, Mr. Jeskiewicz. Can we please have a motion to go into executive session?
I'll move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Abstentions? Aye. We are now in executive session. Looking for a motion to reconvene the meeting?
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, wait a second. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting is reconvened. I'm looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion.
Looking for a second? All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting is adjourned.